Hey, this is Mark Walmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Happy Valentine's Day to all of you who are out there. And, you know, several years ago, we did an I Love Missions banquet. We did that for years and years and years. Our youth group would put that on, and we would use that as a fundraiser for Speed the Light, and which is one of our missions programs that helps provide automobiles and sound equipment and projectors and things of that nature for our missionaries so that they can have the tools that are necessary. And we don't do that anymore, but we still love missions. In fact, we had a missionary on Sunday. We've got the special gathering is going to be with us on Sunday. Richard Stimson is the minister that heads that up. That's one of the local missions that we support on a regular basis. And so they're bringing their entire ministry to Merritt Assembly of God for services on Sunday morning. The following week, we are going to be receiving our 2023 faith promises and believing God to do more as far as our missions than we've ever been able to do before. And so those are just some of the things that are coming up. We've got some exciting things coming in the month of March as well. My wife and I are away right now. We're celebrating her mother's birthday. And then we're going to go and visit my father and see my brother and sister and things like that. So we're away for a few days, but when we get back, we will be glad to get back. So pray for our travels that we have safe. I mean, lots and lots of miles. So pray that we stay safe on the road and that the weather is compatible with me getting the things done at her mother's house that needs to be done. Today we are going to return to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. We're going to begin reading in verse number 24. We have been talking about the declaration that Jesus would make at some point in time, "Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness," because he never knew us. I don't want to hear that, don't want you to hear that. And so we've been in Hebrews chapter 1, where it talks about Jesus, who's God the Son, and it says, "You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness," or the oil of joy. And so those are some of the things. I've got this new watch, and it is really different. it talks to me and makes noise and things like that, even though I don't bring my cell phone into the radio studio. My watch is still tied to that, and it can find me anywhere I go. So not too long ago, we were coming out of church. We were locking up for the night, and my watch started talking to me, and I was like, "Who is that? What is that noise?" And so I'll eventually get into the 2023 technology mode at some point in time, but it's still not quite there yet. So back to Matthew chapter 7, verse number 24. This is the last teaching that Jesus includes in his Sermon on the Mount. And it says, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. So today we're going to look at these. We're going to look at some of the things that all of us have in common. Here Jesus has been teaching up to this point about how they were supposed to live their life. They're supposed to enter the narrow gate because the broad is the way that leads to destruction. There are many who go in behind it or by it. Beware of false prophets. Be a tree that produces good fruit. Then it goes on and says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, is going to enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father. And that's what leads to all of that teaching on lawlessness, is we need to be very focused and prioritized on doing the will of the Father. And this verse 24 begins with the words, therefore. Because of the truths that he has just shared, he then proceeds to give a teaching, a contrasting teaching, between a person who is wise and a person who is foolish. And please understand that it is not up to me to define what a foolish person is. The Bible does that. The Bible says the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. I want to point out to you there that it doesn't say that he said that with his lips. He said that in his heart. He lives his life as if there's no God, as if there's no accountability, as if there is no consequence or no reward. That is a foolish way to live. And I would just like to throw out there to anyone who may be listening, I try very diligently to make sure that I am somewhat aware of some of the things that are happening sociologically in our country. And I will tell you that from some of the things that I have discovered is that there is an all-out spiritual assault up on younger people here in America, and they are being influenced and directed to live their life as if there are no physical consequences, emotional consequences, or spiritual consequences to rejecting the word of the Lord. That's not what the Bible teaches. So verse number 24 says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them. Whoever hears and does. That's what verse number 24 is saying when it is describing the life of a wise person. Verse number 25 describes the life of a foolish person, and that is the person who hears and does not do them. So there is a third, you know, group, and that is people who refuse to hear altogether. I want to challenge you today that partial obedience is not obedience. And I share that with you from personal experience. Several years ago, I don't remember how many it was. It was over 10. It was probably over 12. So let's go back 14, 15 years. And God laid on my heart to prayer walk the entirety of the boundaries of Merritt Island as close as I could get to it. And so I started all the way down at Mathers Bridge, and I walked, discovered there's not much in the way of anything that is available for water or restroom breaks or any of that sort of stuff. And that first day I walked 12 miles and got to a point where I had consumed all my water. I had prepared, I took a good amount of water, but I had consumed all of it, began to cramp up and had to call my son and have him to come get me. And that was just the first step. I really had not plotted out a strategy as to how to accomplish that. And so after that first day, there was a lot of pain. There was a lot of discomfort, and I didn't enjoy any of that. And so a great deal of time went on before, I was sitting in my, office one day, and God spoke to my heart and he said, "Did you ever finish that prayer walk I told you to do?" And I said, "No, sir, I didn't." I said, it was a long walk. It was a painful walk. And, I haven't embraced completing that project yet. And God spoke to me and he said, "Well, how about if I give you a strategy to help you to complete that?" And so, that's what happened. I ended up learning more about the community than I had known. I've lived in the same house for decades. I've pastored Merritt Assembly of God for three decades now. I go to pretty much the same regions of the community, but I know that there are other parts. I mean, there are places that I go by occasionally, but there were parts of the island I had never been to before. And I learned a great deal. I learned that, you know, that thing that says, you know, to Abraham and to Joshua, you know, wherever you go, the places that you set your foot, those are the places I'm going to give to you. What he said to Abraham. I found out that is not just meant to be the act of putting the sole of your foot on top of the soil, that it meant that you were able to engage with the community in which you were traveling through. And so there were people that I got to pray for. There were spiritual issues that I didn't know existed. And so there, it was a very, very wonderful, part of my life. The longest stretch I walked ended up being 19 miles. I had to call another one of my kids and have them to come and help me, to get home. I had literally walked in that day. I mean, it had been a downpour from heaven. So, I was drenched. But it was something that if God asked me, did you ever complete that prayer walk? I could say, "Yes, sir, I did." I walked all the way down to the southern point of Angel City. I walked all the way up to the border of the Kennedy Space Center. All the way down to Mathers Bridge, west boundaries, east boundaries. I walked up and down all of those areas. And so I can honestly tell you, we have prayed for Merritt Island. It's very much about that hearing and the doing. there is a strategy, an intentionality that we need to have in hearing what God has to say. A lot of times, if my wife and I are doing something, I can be doing a couple of different things at the same time. If it's a, I can be doing something passively while I'm at the same time doing something actively. Like I can be processing my emails while at the same time listening to something on the television or something like that. And a lot of times whenever I'm actively doing something, she will say, are you interested in what's going on around you, or you just want to stop this? And I can tell her the things that I've heard. But if you wanted to analyze it and look at it, it's probably hearing but not listening. There's information that is going in, but there's not really too much intentional listening for the appreciation of the conversation. I want to encourage you that when you are in your relationship with God, in your personal journey, that you don't do all of the talking, that instead you do a great deal of listening. And by that, I mean to be very intentional, very focused on hearing what God has to say. Because if we do not put in the effort and the focus to hear, we may listen or we may hear the majority of it, but we may miss some details along the way. And then those missed details will lead to some confusion and frustration if you're not careful. Again, I speak from personal experience, not theory. When we first came to Merit Assembly of God, there was a verse that God had given me. It's 1 Peter 5:10. And after a couple of years of not, I mean, we had experienced some growth. We had not experienced the type of growth that was necessary to sustain a church long term. And God said, you need to go back and look at that verse again because you missed something. And I could quote the verse. He said, go back. And I went and I realized when the Holy Spirit focused my attention on part of that verse, I was like, God, I missed hearing that the first time. I picked up on a lot of the good things. I missed out on some of the challenging things. Hearing and doing. When we have actually heard, it will invoke a response from us that will cause us to act in a manner that brings us into alignment with that which God has spoken and which we have heard. My goal here on the radio is not just for me to speak words or to give a teaching, but they're actually to be a reception of the information so that people can apply it to their lives so that they will be people of wisdom. That's really the goal. The goal is not me hearing my voice. The goal is truth from God's throne being heard and applied and lives of wisdom taking place here in Brevard County. We need more wise Christians. And that involves hearing, and it involves doing. Christianity, if we are not careful, will become a spectator event instead of an active lifestyle. you. I don't care where. Well, I do care. I mean, I really wish you were attending Merit Assembly of God. But God's the one that's in charge of church placement of his members. And if you're in a Bible preaching church, and I mean preaching the living word of God that leads people to repentance, if that's the type of church that you are in, I am all for that. Do not be a spectator. Be an active participant. Be a person who tells others about Jesus. Be a person who is actively serving. Don't just blend in with the crowd. Don't slip in late and then slip out early. That's not what you are called. You are not just called to occupy a seat during one of many services. You are called to be transformed and equipped for the work of the ministry. And that involves hearing, and it involves doing. So the Bible talks about to whom much is given, much is required. And there are people who've adopted that mindset. And then they said, well, then I just don't want anything to be given to me because I don't want anything to be required of me. And that's a deceptive tactic, because you really do want something in life. You want the joy of the Lord. You want to live a life of peace and happiness. You want to live a healthy life and an abundant life. That's what Jesus came for, was for you to live a life to the full. And I want him to be able to define that full. I want him to define abundance. In fact, in the New Testament, there's a word that is translated superabundance. And so that's where we really want to get to. The predominantly defining characteristic that distinguishes between a wise person and a foolish person is whether or not they hear the word of God, and once they've heard it, they do what they've heard. And I'm so glad that we serve a merciful God. You know, Peter was kind of a three times guy. He normally had to go through something about three times before he fully understood it and appreciated it, before he grabbed hold of it. So I would encourage all of us to get it the first time. For me, it took twice with the prayer walk. I don't know what your number is, but I pray that the longer you walk with Jesus, the lower that number becomes. That our hearing leads to obedience, which is quick, which is complete, and which is enthusiastically embraced. Like I say, I'm considerably older now than I was when that prayer walk was laid at my on my agenda by God. And if he asked me to do it again, I would do it again. I might buy me a bigger canteen, but I would do it again. I might see if there was somebody who could do that journey with me. But I would do it again, because anytime God speaks to me about doing something, it's a privilege to be partnering with God to do anything. But there's also an eternal aspect. You and I, we need to come to that place where we are faithful in that which is little, so that we can be entrusted with more because if we're faithful with little, we will be faithful with more, and we will be faithful in the areas of true spiritual wealth. Wouldn't you want to have been there the day that Jesus was speaking and teaching the Sermon on the Mount? These people had never heard everything that Jesus taught them that day. You and I, we have the advantage of reading it, processing it, studying it, diving into it. We have that privilege on a regular basis. And if we're not careful, we will miss the wonder of hearing. And there's a commercial that I saw on television, and I could have missed this. I don't think I did, but there is a lady who's driving her vehicle, and she is listening to a voicemail. And the voicemail that is on her phone is a message from her father. And it kind of gives the impression that the father has passed away and that this is the only opportunity that she has to hear her father's voice is through something that was said a long time ago. But what he speaks in that voicemail message impacts the way that she lives her life from that way forward. Let's not miss out on the opportunity of hearing and listening to God. And let us realize that if God is speaking for us to do something, there's a very good reason for that. There's an eternal decision that may need to be made, or it could just be setting us up for the next act of responsibility. I tell people this all the time. There, at one point in time, my wife and I, it was requiring all of the faith that we had in the world to believe God for $1,000 a month. And I will tell you, at that same point in time, I heard somebody that they had to believe God for $1 million a day. And I was like, whoa, they're having to really, they've got a lot more responsibility than I've got. And I will tell you that through the years, as you hear and you're faithful, God continues to give you more because he wants you constantly hearing and listening him and obeying his voice. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
He is jealous for me, loves like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, And I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are.